You're listening to Michigan Radio. I'm Kate Wells. You may have heard that the state is planning to close as many as 38 schools by this summer, the bulk of which are in Detroit. That is a big deal for a whole lot of families. And so far, the state isn't giving them much guidance about what to do. So we asked State of Opportunities Jennifer Guerra to help us figure out what is going on.
I catch up with Janaya Brown right as she gets out of school. She's got a Valentine's Day carnation in her hand and her frozen backpack on.
How old are you?
10.
What grade are you in?
5th.
Favorite thing about school?
I like math.
Janaya's been going to Marion Law Academy in Detroit since kindergarten. It's part of the Education Achievement Authority, the state-run reform district, and it's the only school she's ever known. Now, it might close because the test scores here are among the worst in the state.
I don't understand it because they go to school all year round, and I wonder how they're getting low grades.
This is Janaya's dad, Eugene. He was surprised when he opened up his mailbox and saw there was a letter from the State School Reform Office, or SRO. The letter said his daughter's school was failing and it might have to close. 38 schools across the state are in this boat. What do they have in common? They all have 3 consecutive years of failing test scores. In addition to the letter, Eugene Brown's family also got a 2-page list of possible districts, not schools, just districts, where Brown could send Janaya if her school closes.
If it does, be honest, I think she's going to be going across 8 Mile. It'll be across 8 Mile.
So when you say across 8 Mile, you mean leave the city?
Yeah. Yeah, probably 8 Mile and Ryan over that way, that school, what's it called? Fitzgerald. Yeah, she'd probably be going there.
The Fitzgerald School District is on the list Brown got from the state. It's in a different county about 12 miles away. Now, the state says it only gave parents a list of options that were ranked in the 25th percentile or higher. But that is not true. The Fitzgerald Middle School, where Janaya would go, is not in the 25th percentile. It's way below that, in the 12th percentile. So, sure, it's a little better than where she was, but not great. Chicago closed a bunch of failing schools at one point, and research there shows that only kids who went to significantly better schools improved academically. We're talking 75th percentile, not 12th or even 25th. So if the idea is to get students out of failing schools and send them to better ones, that's a problem. Another problem with the list Brown got, it includes districts that don't even take kids from Wayne County. That's the case with Fitzgerald's middle school.
Have you called to see if they have a seat there for her?
No, we haven't called yet. We're just waiting to see at the end of the school year whether they're going to close it down or not.
I called and found out. Fitzgerald does have seats available for Wayne County kids for K through 2nd and high school, but the middle school, where Brown wants to send his daughter, isn't taking any kids from outside Macomb County next fall. And that brings us to problem number 3, geography. The list Eugene Brown and other Detroit parents got includes Detroit and other nearby districts, but it also includes districts 20, 30, 40 miles away. How would parents get their kids to those schools? Parents haven't gotten an answer to that, and neither have these two guys.
If you're going to have a plan to close a school, you better have a plan that includes the comprehensive detail that would allow a student to get there. And that hasn't been discussed anywhere that I'm aware of.
I have not heard of any transportation discussions as of yet either.
That's State Superintendent of Schools Brian Whiston, and right before him, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, Republican Phil Pavlo. Whiston and Pavlo are two of the top education officials in the state. Even they say, nope, they haven't heard of any plan about how kids will get to these other schools. And the State Reform Office admitted as much to me in an email. They don't have a plan, or at least not one they're sharing with the public. So, yeah, lots of confusion on this whole rollout, from lawmakers on down to parents, and anger, too. Districts are lawyering up, and lawsuits have been threatened. Everyone is waiting to see. Will the state actually go through with these closures? We're supposed to have an answer by early next month. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.